When it's 5:23 a.m. Central African time on this beautiful morning, beautiful Saturday morning on our program, As-Safina to Idal Jannah. Well, I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. I almost said I want to welcome the listeners of Sirius FM. But nevertheless, today is the 9th of Safar 1445, which is also the 26th of August 2023. Remember, our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132, 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, plus 2-784-786-3132. Let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Saturday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 9th of Safar 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on Suratul Qasas, chapter number 28, the narrative, and verses number 59 and 60. By Almighty Allah, there is always absolute justice. Almighty Allah is Dayyan. Dayyan means the one who is the most just at all times, all places, all circumstances. Hence, chapter 28, verse 59, وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ مُهُلِكَ الْقُرَىٰ. And your sustainer, nourisher, provider, Almighty Allah, would not destroy مُهُلِكَ الْقُرَىٰ, the towns and the cities, حَتَّى يَبْأَثَ فِي أُمِّهَا رَسُولًا, until He, Almighty Allah, sends فِي أُمِّهَا. Means the mother. So in this text and context, it means in the main places, the central places, the metropolitan, cosmopolitan places. Hatta yab'atha fi ummiha rasula. He sends a messenger. He sends someone to remind people, what are your duties? What are your functions? But human being is too arrogant. Human being generally is ignorant. He thinks he knows better than Almighty Allah. Allah forbid. Hatta yab'atha fi ummiha rasula. And that messenger, the reminder, yatlu alayhim ayatina, who recites upon them our verses and reminds them what our duties, responsibilities are. But human being still does not listen. وَمَا كُنَّا مُهُلِكِ الْقُرَىٰ. And we do not destroy the towns and cities. إِلَّا وَأَهَلُهَا ظَالِمُونَ. But the people of the town and city, they are the oppressors, they are the tinpot dictators, and they are the ones they are the ones who ascribe somebody something with Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and they don't want to repent. Just take one example nowadays in front of our eyes. Look at Canada, and the fires are raging on, and now they had to evacuate 20,000 people. Now today the news came through that the new place, the Hay River, they have to evacuate 4,000 people or so, and all this goes on. But now people are told, you better leave immediately. The fires are coming and they will engulf you and surround you. You will get roasted and toasted. So that's just one easy example that will resonate with us. Now we should do some introspection. That are we changing for the better, or are we going to the worse, or are we just hoping for the best? So Almighty Allah teaches us, what is the downfall of this human being? One side, he is supposed to be the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ, and whatever you have been given. مِن شَيْءٍ, the biggest thing, the smallest thing of this worldly life, our health, wealth, honor, whatever it is, فَمَتَاءُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, it is only the provision of the world. It is the provision of the worldly life. You need to analyze this word mata'. You need to go to Imam Ismail, the linguist, grammarian par excellence. He said, I read the Quran Sharif, the noble Quran, the glorious Quran, so many a time. But three words, I could still not understand the philology, the origin of it, and I need to understand it. He left the metropolitan area, went out on the periphery and on the outskirts of the town, and there he heard a discussion between mother and daughter. The mother asked, Ayn al-mata'? Where is the mata'? The word that just came now, for mata'u al-hayati dunya. So then she, the daughter, said, Ja'a al-raqim. There the dog came, that's black and white. So these were two words already. He wanted to know, what does mata mean? You know, in your kitchen, you, my mother's sisters, daughters, it will resonate with you that you have a dirty rag. Nobody attaches any importance, value to it. It's just lying there. So the mother asked, Ayn al-mata? And the daughter responded, Ja'a al-raqib. This dog came black and white. So mata is mentioned in the Quran Sharif. Raqim is mentioned, Ashab al-Kahfi wa Raqim. And then, وَتَبَارَكَ الْجَبَلِ. And then that dog ran away and climbed the mountain, Table Mountain, Kilimanjaro, Mount Everest, and went high, high up. In this little discussion between mother and daughter, all three words were sorted out. So mata means the dirty rag has no value. So this worldly life, we are fighting wars today, and all that for this dirt of this world, this wretched and miserable world. And then Raqim, the black and white dog. And then Tabarak. Tabarak means to elevate, elevate. Almighty Allah elevates whoever he wants to, and grants him or her barakah and blessing. فَمَتَاءُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. So this worldly life is very short, and it is wretched and miserable. How many a person was a king, was a Shahin Shah, he called himself, which is haram in Islam to call yourself Shahin Shah. All humiliated, disgraced eventually. وَمَا, and then فَمَتَاءُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتُهَا, and this is the glitter and glamour of the world. The gold they have, the wealth they have, the oil they have. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرُ وَأَبْقَى, and what is by Almighty Allah is much, much superior and is eternal and everlasting. Everything here in this world is just temporary. مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدُ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ, what is by Almighty Allah is everlasting, and what is by you, O human being and creation, is just temporary. It will perish sooner or later. أَفَلَا تَأَقِلُونَ, why don't you use your common sense, your aql, your intelligence? But this human being thinks that he knows better, and that is the curse of secularism, capitalism, democracy, Zionism, all these issues. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us go to the local, national, international, global news, views and interviews. Before I go ahead, Let me remind you, then you will understand it properly. The Quran Sharif, the noble, glorious Quran, teaches us, chapter 5, verse number 82, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودِ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies are the Jews, the Jutlas, and the Mushrikeen, idol worshippers and Hindus. Chapter 5, verse 82. If you don't understand chapter 5, verse 82, the last verse of the six supara, the six Jews, so there you will find it. We never ever said every Jew or every Hindu, but we definitely will say majority of them. So let's see what happened to Modi. Modi had to make a midnight hasty departure from South Africa. Why? Because you must remember there was an imminent arrest for him. Or he feared that he might get arrested. And it was a PR disaster for India, for Modi to come here. His supporters, very few of them really met him. And there was no grandstanding for him. And the Daily Maverick and all these newspapers here, that they exposed about Modi. And remember, only some few Hindus went to meet him comparatively, and some sellouts and traitors went to welcome him among the Muslims, and they are sellouts and traitors. Again, they showed their colors. So a real disaster for Modi, and he is the butcher of Gujarat, and that will always remain. And few weeks ago, he was considered as the biggest and the world's biggest criminal, so according to Google. So all these are things that you should remember. Well done to our Muslim Lawyers Association, our Hafiz Firoz Bouda, our Yusha Tayyab, our brother Salman Khan of the Kashmiri movement. Allah Jalla Wala reward all of you. While we're busy with Modi ji, the butcher of Gujarat, so remember, Putin says he will not be attending the G20 summit in India in September. Again, he will do it via video link and so forth. He don't want to see the faces of this. Remember that India has not signed the ICC charter and so forth. So legally he can travel there, but he's not going there. Now let us go to our worst enemy, the Jutlas, the Haramis, the super terrorists and Hitler's children, and see, Ben Gvir is a real donkey. He just proved it again. So now he had to go for an interview on the TV, and he passed a red robot, a red light, and his car collided, an accident. So that makes him such a donkey. He's supposed to be a minister. Then he says that the West Bank and all those areas, that the Palestinian areas, everybody knows that. He says they, the Jutlas and the settlers, have more right than the Palestinians. He said before their slogan was death to the Arabs, and now it is sorry Muhammad, but that is the truth. You see how they lie. These Jutlas are Haramis. They speak with a forked tongue. They will tell you peace, P-E-A-C-E, but they keep on stealing more and more pieces. So America condemned him, European Union condemned him, the international community in the condemned him. So you can see that the whole world is getting fed up of these people. They are murderers, remember that, of prophets and messengers, and they are baby killers and so forth, and the whole world knows these type of things there. So that makes him a proper donkey, you must remember. And I told you, Quran calls them donkeys. Surah 62, verse number 5. Three stories very near us. Number one is Zimbabwe. Even the SADC said it was a non-event, meaning there was wholesale rigging, and that elections you had there. So that you, the ZANU-PF, is not worth the paper on which you wrote. So nobody is going to accept it. Now what will happen will be interesting. How will the African Union deal with Zimbabwe? So that is now going on for 40 years and more, you must remember. So Zimbabwe is becoming a terrible situation for the locals. Allah make easy for them. Niger, the junta, I like you, I don't know you, but anybody who stands up to America and France and the enemies of humanity, then we like you. So now they have Burkina Faso, with them. They have Mali with them. And it is alleged that they wrote letters to the American ambassador, the French ambassador. This is the Niger, the Junta, Janta, army, military, call them whatever you want to, who carried out the coup. So they wrote letters to the American ambassador, French ambassador, and remember the Nigerian ambassador. All of you must pack up. We are expelling you. Well done. You must kick them out. You must remember this. So that will be a very, very good thing for you to do. Lebanon arrests two Israeli spies there in Beirut. Well done to Lebanon. You must interrogate them and put them in jail for a long time. So that will teach them a lesson and so forth. So Putin and Moscow say, Western countries are not welcome to the BRICS. So we don't want you guys. You'll carry on with your business. South Africa and China and Russia and India, all of them say that BRICS is going to de-dollarize. We don't want the dollar as a currency. So that's a very good move on behalf of BRICS. Denmark says because they're getting a backlash, not that they're worried about, you must remember the Quran, Allah forbid, but everything nowadays they rotates and revolves around economics and money and so forth. So Denmark says they are going to ban the Quran burning and so forth, because remember, too much negative publicity, and then the Muslim countries also are, you know, threatening some of them and so forth. Next one, you must remember the settlers. This is your Haaretz newspapers, you Jutlas, you Shalom Shalom and Jonathan and Jeremiah. It's your newspaper. And they saying the settlers and some of the politicians, the right wing, are turning the West Bank into apartheid land. But we told you 75 years ago and more, Israel already became an apartheid state and an apartheid regime and practicing terrorism. How come you can invade a country and still say that it is your country? If Putin invaded, it was, remember, Ukraine 1.5 years ago or more, so he is a war criminal and a terrorist. Then what are you, Israel, you squatters, you haramis, you murderers, and apartheid Hitler's children? For 75 years you are practicing on that, and now the whole world can see the apartheid Israel. Leave us Muslims, leave us Arabs and elders. Your own people remember that. You must remember President Carter said you have apartheid. You must remember Finkelstein say you got apartheid. So your puppy, you must remember, says that you got apartheid. How many people have said that you got? None of them are Muslims. You must remember that. So that is what people are seeing. Now the other donkey there in Israel, Smotrich, once the Haaretz called him a war criminal. He's supposed to be the minister of finance, but there is chaos and crisis reigning in the economy in Israel. So it shows whatever these donkeys touch, they are turning into Israel, into a banana republic and a banana country. Remember that. That guy Ben-Gvir cannot take care of the security of people. This guy, yes, Smotrich, can't take care of the economy. And one of the journalists, reporters of Haaretz wrote a wonderful article. Bibi is so stupid. He say we all know he's a serial liar. We all know about his deceit and deception. But today he says, I realize how stupid he is. But I told you this, Allah Ta'ala told us this 1400 years ago. Chapter 59, verse 14, تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. You think that the Jutlas are united. Nay, their hearts are fragmented and there's always discord in that amongst them. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They are people who got no brains, no akal, stupid people. Quran is telling you, the world might think otherwise. Yeah, the Haaretz is writing about that, that how foolish and stupid he is. Today will mark the 34th week consecutively of the protest. So tonight after the Sabbat, you must remember, thousands of people will be marching there in Tel Aviv and there in Jerusalem, Haifa, Beersheba and various places there. And then Syria, so Syrians are marching in Sayda and other parts of Syria, and they say Bashar Assad, the Kafir, Kufar, Shia, 100% Shia, Kufar is non-Muslim. So he must resign. Too much oppression, too much murder of innocent people there. We agree with that 100%. And then Israel, America, all of them, you know how they play the game. Do this and we will give you that. So they look for all the chumchas, we call them the sidekicks. So Sierra Leone, you must remember, will open an embassy. This is from Africa. So they are another poor country. Okay, we'll give you this perks, this perks. So open an embassy in Jerusalem and they will go that way. You know, money talks all languages. Inshallah, from Monday, so... our adhan will be for Fajr at 10 past 5 and around 5:17, 5:18 my program inshallah will Aziz will start. So just make a note of that, 10 past 5 inshallah, around there the adhan will go. And remember, today between 7 and 9 is brother Shafat Ahmad Khan, and between 6 and 8 is brother Suleiman Esop with Naat Kirat. So inshallah al Aziz, make dua for us and the Ummah at large.
My question to Maulana AKE is, what is wrong with the people of India? Are they so blind? Can't they see criminal Modi and party pulling a wool over their eyes, misleading the people, causing enmity between Hindus and Muslims? Ustad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. It's not only India. You must remember that today they speak of democracy. India tells the world that they have 1.4 billion people and it is the largest democracy in the world. And you ask the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel, they will tell you they got democracy. Democracy for who? For the Jews, and that also they eroded and removed. And remember, they will say proudly that they are the only democracy in the Middle East. So end of the day, whether you look at Muslim, you look at non-Muslim, you look at Indian, you look at African, whatever you want to look at. So remember, American, whatever you. So masses are asses. Remember this. So therefore, this TV has played a big role in this. And the governments of the day want to control, you must remember, the media. And now with social media, you must remember, a lot of things are now beyond their control. And therefore, they try and, you know, close it or try and water it down and so forth. So if you go to India, it's not from now, from the day India was born in 1947. So remember, they have a caste system, the Dalits, the untouchables. Still today they are under it. It's not only Muslims, it's all the minorities. If you go to Manipur and ask the Christians what is happening there, so you will see they're so fed up with Modi and the BJP and RSS and their policies. Who murdered Gandhi? It was the RSS, if you know anything about India. So, I mean, you can't be so naive. And then you take, what about the Sikhs? They want their own Khalistan. They want their own autonomous state. Muslims are 100% oppressed there. And they are over 220 million Muslims in the whole of India, approximately. So you see now, our mosque are being demolished. Our people are being incarcerated. And you must remember, Hindutva is the order of the day. That Hindu nationalism. You want to stay here in India, you must make Ram Ram. You, otherwise, we send you to Kabristan or Pakistan. They will send you to the graveyard or they will send you to Pakistan. So that is the policy. So once you have a policy like that, a nationalist movement based only on religion and culture and so forth, and everybody else is second, third, fourth class, so it's a recipe for disaster. The same thing happening with Israel, the rogue terrorist Nazi regime. So they want the Jewish state. So everybody else is second, third, fourth class. So Palestinian Muslims, Palestinian Christians, whoever else, remember the second, third, fourth class. So the same thing is happening, and Almighty Allah has warned us about these things here. So they play the game because, remember, just like apartheid. If you know anything of apartheid, we grew up in apartheid. I stayed in a location. I remember exactly how they used to treat us and the Africans and the words they used to use. They used to tell the whitey, Swart Khafar. that you better vote for us, the Nationalist Party, for Verwoerd and Foster and Botha and whoever else, and then the Klerk and whoever. So otherwise, the blacks will come and take over, and they will rape your woman, they will do this, they will do that. So they instill all the fear. So now in the world, they tell you that if the Muslims take over, then the Muslims going to go and do this to your woman. They will chop your hand off and they will do this and do. So they instill that fear and hatred. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Chapter 61, verse number 8. The enemies of Islam, they want to extinguish Islam from the face of the earth. The nur, the radiance of Allah, with their mouths and their media. The more they try, وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرُونَ. So Almighty Allah will let Islam prevail in the whole world, and the Muslims will be victorious in time to come, even though the non-Muslims hate it and detest it.
Somebody wants to know, Ustaz, can we read Salat with short sleeve?
Remember, Quran Sharif teaches us when we go for namaz, we go for salat, we go for prayer, like I'm going just now, 6 o'clock, but now from Monday the time is changing, 10 to 6 will be Jamaat and so forth. So you must remember that Almighty Allah teaches us, Ya Bani Adama Khudu Zinatakum. O you children of Adam, that when you go for prayer, take your beauty with you. So I'm asking you a question, that is that really considered your beauty? You come with a skipper, you come with your vest, you come with some funny clothes, then when you bend down in sajda, we can see your crack and everything there. You just come with some funny tracksuit and so. Zinatakum inda kulli masjid, when you go to the masjid, to the mosque, where you're going for salat and prayer, so it's compulsory you must wear respectable clothes. Chapter 7 and verse 31. So remember, it is reprehensible and makruh and undesirable to wear such clothing, and you ladies also must be very careful the type of clothing you wear when you are performing your salat. It must not be see-through and transparent and so forth.
It says, good morning, sir. My 11-year-old daughter took her life 2 days ago, and my husband won't get over it. What should I do about him? This is Sister Ravisha. Sorry to let you out my problem to you this morning. A friend of mine said to listen to your program and message you. Please forgive me, Sister Ravisha Ustad.
No, sister, we are here to help you. This morning program is meant primarily for the non-Muslims. Muslims have many, many opportunities to ask us questions. Obviously, we find it very, very sad that your daughter, 11 years old, committed suicide and took her life. Now, what you have to do, you husband and wife, you the parents of your beloved daughter, you should just go back and, you know, reverse certain things. That where did we go wrong? What did we do to our daughter? Did we send her to the wrong school? Was she bullied at school? Was she bullied at home? Did you parents treat her very badly? Did she play one against the other and so forth and so on? Did you give her access to internet and the movies? So she said, let me also try this game and take this tablet and do this. So there's 101 possibilities, my sister. So end of the day, you must remember this. I don't know whether your daughter was baligha or whether she was mature or not. We as Muslims believe that any boy or girl, if they are not mature and they are still minors, then they will go to paradise, they will go to Jannah. So if she was not, you must remember that, you know, what we will say, mature, she did not attain the age of puberty, then she will go to paradise, remember that. So you, as the parents, you should always ask yourself this question, something went wrong somewhere. So we have to try and pinpoint that. And you must be a pillar of strength, my sister Ravisha, and stand with your husband in this time, because now the trauma, the guilty conscience will get the better of him, and you say, okay, we made a mistake, whatever it is, but now we can't be living in the past, we have to go in the future. So anyway, in Islam, that even if she was baligha, mature, so obviously it's a sad loss for the parents, we offer condolences, Islam teaches us that, but we should learn from our mistakes of the past. That is what life is all about, and you can't be living in the past. Always turn the negative situation situation into a positive situation.
I see the sister is crying. She says she was always on internet and on Facebook. Start.
You see, now, you see that. I tell the Muslims, I'm telling you non-Muslims. So your daughter was addicted now to Facebook, Instagram and what? And I don't even know how Facebook, Instagram and all that works and internet and so forth. You must remember. I'm a simple Simon guy, right? So you must remember that. Now the question you, madam, and you, the father, the husband, you have to ask, in good faith, you gave your daughter access to internet, you gave her access to everything. So she found it so exciting, you understood, that I can try this experiment, I can try this experiment, I can see this movie, maybe even some adult movies and porn, and Allah, only Almighty Allah knows. So what happened, according to what you're telling me, she must have said, let me try this, and let's see whether I will survive it or not, and then she dies, you must remember. So that's why the Quran, and my talk yesterday I gave, if you want it, then you just send me a message, which I delivered in 23rd Street Mosque in Fitas in Johannesburg. Surah 66 verse 6, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. O you who believe, save yourself and your children from the fire. You see, my sister Ravisha, what we have done, Muslim, non-Muslim, 90%, 80%. We suffer from the sea syndrome. We gave our children, remember, clothing, cash, CDs, computers, cars, cash, all that we gave. But the greatest sea we did not give, and that is character and the fear of Almighty Allah and so forth. So definitely in a case like that, you are also to blame. She passed away now, we can't do anything about that. But for future, you have to monitor things and take lessons from there. She was doing some experiments. You know, children, they're always curious and so forth. Now it cost her life, and that will remain with you. So always we should think about, are we really doing a good job of parenting, or are we failing? That is the challenge.
I see Ganesh says, our sympathies with you, Sister Ravisha. And Ganesh says, AK, who is the second Modi of India? Ganesh, you start.
Yogi. So you must remember that he is sitting here, you must remember, in Delhi. If you know India, Ganesh, I don't know if you've been there. I've been 6-7 times. So you must remember you have UP. You know what is UP? Uttar Pradesh. And Delhi is the capital, right? So you will find Modi there. But all the states, they have their own chief minister. So the chief minister is Yogi. And Yogi says, these Muslims, we must teach them a lesson. And these Muslims, we must treat them like this and so forth. Openly, they say these type of things here. So Modi and Yogi are a disaster for India. Just like how we have the three donkeys there in Israel. You got Netanyahu, Bibi, and you got Smotrich, and you got Ben-Gvir. So they are disaster. For one day when the history will be written, then the Israelis will wonder how foolish they were to vote for such people. So one day when history is written, the Indians in India and the supporters of them in the diaspora will wonder that ghar ko aag lag gayi ghar ki chirag se. We cause the most harm to ourselves and to Mother India.
Ustad, one more quickly before we leave. It says here, Brother Wesley says, AK, why are truck drivers being attacked in South Africa? By whom, Ustad?
You see, my brother, you don't have to go far. After 1994, the ANC's policy was, is, will be this. They said that under apartheid, these countries, they all helped us. So now it's our turn to help them. So they opened the doors. Anybody from Nigeria, anybody from Somalia, anybody from this country, that country, Malawi, Zambia, Zimbabwe, you're welcome. Whether you got visa, no visa, you know how South Africa works. You just go to the border and see. And Shaya Lotafel, you understand? Just put the money there and hamba, you understand? You go inside. So now the South African guys are saying, guys, that we are born here, We got jobs, we got families. Now you hiring all these foreign drivers and so forth. We know you paid them less and so forth and that. So now they go mad. I'm not condoning what they're doing. You're asking me the reason, so I'm explaining to you. They say, okay, Ansal Yala Rahmak, we'll fix you up. We burn your truck and we burn your goods and everything. Last time, yeah, did some sweet factory or sweet truck or what, yeah, and I passed it after a few days. The truck was lying there. They stole everything from the truck and they burned the truck and they took all the parts also of the truck and left it. They say, you police, now tell us what you can do. You see, so that is what's happening in South Africa. So there's no law, there's no order, and remember this type of things here. So people don't respect the law because the law is in favor of the criminals based on your stupid and foolish policy of human rights. You must have human rights attached to divine rights. When you have divine rights and human rights, then that's a good recipe. And when you have only human rights and you divorce yourself from divine rights, the rights of Almighty Allah, then that's a recipe for disaster. And that is what's happening to South Africa. Allah Ta'ala guide us. Assalamu alaikum.